Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Very true. There's so many lost souls out there on the long and lonesome highway. I wrote this song, guys. Who am I looking for, Harper?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Who was I looking for right there?
Triple Threat?
Maybe. Maybe not, you know?
Probably not.
All my songs are about women leaving or whatnot.
They're kind of sad.
I dig that, though. Here we go. So, the title track, Harper. Yep, right here. Let's get to it. Right here. Right. Song I wrote about the road we live off of. Pretty close to it.
Yeah.
And without waiting any longer, look right there at the camera, Harper. Give them a big roar lines. Right? Is that what we do now? Harper Elizabeth, the Triple Threat's daughter, home from college for literally 3 minutes. My favorite.
Exactly
co-host,
3 minutes.
You know, you guys got dumb Big C last week. We love Big C, but Harper is home. And
Corey's no me.
For the time being, right?
For like 5 more seconds.
Literally, when we get finished with this podcast, she's like looking at her watch going, hey, hey, Stad, I need to know when I can leave again because... you know, I'm in college now, and I live on my own, and I'm a big deal.
I don't know about all that.
What was that? Listen to that. It's got to be the air conditioner or the fridge kicking on right there. LBL coming to you from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill, Harper. That's what we call this on LBL.
Bar
Harper,
and Grill.
Look right there at that camera and tell them how your first 3 weeks of college have gone in one word. Go. Ooh, put her on the spot.
Stressful.
Okay. I wouldn't think that it was stressful by, looking at the pictures and whatnot.
Okay, well, actual class college part, stressful.
Straight up came home with a bracelet on, an underage bracelet where she'd been hanging at a bar and totally forgot to take it off, and the Triple Threat was pissed.
She was pissed. Sorry, Mom.
Well, Harper, you've missed a lot. You've missed a lot around here. What do you think about the new LBL Bar and Grill? It was basically built for you.
I love it. It was supposed to be all mine, and then Luke did take over.
It was not supposed to be all yours at any point of this. It was not supposed to be all yours. But we got it. We got it going on. We got it done in here. The LBL Bar and Grill. I actually had a YouTube comment that says next episode I need to cook up some chicken wings just to show them that it was the bar and grill, because so far we've just drank.
Where do we grill?
Of course, it's during the day here today, so we are not drinking.
Not yet.
not. And this is where Harper gets shot. Harper, we have missed you on LBL tremendously. For those of you that are new, if you're just finding Low Budget Live right here on Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus YouTube, if you want to go back and listen to some of the older episodes, they're on iTunes and whatnot. Harper has been one of my, just best co-hosts.
Yeah.
We had several different things. We broke down. We watched some Major League Fishing one time. We broke it down for all y'all. But the biggest segment that we ever had, the most popular segment that ever existed on Low Budget Live, was a little program we like to call Urban Dictionary with Harper.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that she's in college.
Oh, I already have some words.
So what I like to do, for those of y'all that don't know the segment, is my life is immersed in bass fishing and obviously by the topics that we talk about on Low Budget Live. And I like to take these new cool terms that I hear and apply it to bass fishing.
I keep Luke young.
Yeah. I mean, had I not had Harper on one of these Low Budget Lives, I would have never known what being bougie was all about. And now I know what bougie. I dropped bougie in front of my youngest kids the other day, and they were like, what?
They thought my dad is so cool.
They thought I was so cool when I said it. So, Harper, what, you know, we won't just go to Urban Dictionary right out of the giddy, but what goodness do you have for us?
Okay, I have one word, and I didn't know this before college. Like, I learned it in college, and everybody says
so
it.
So she's already, listen, before she even says this, I'm going to set this up by saying I'm a proud dad right now. It's cost us about $10,000 this semester to send Harper to school, and this is the first thing. You know, your kindergarten kids that come home and say, Dad, I learned the letter C today, and it's the first of cat. And you're like, man, little boy's growing up, little girl's growing up. And now Harper has gone to college. We paid $10,000. She's living on campus. And now, drum roll, what's the word that you've learned?
Fi.
Fi?
Yeah.
Okay, I fi. Need spelling.
Fi. I would say like F-Y-E, fi.
Okay.
Fi?
For your
something like that.
Is it for your entertainment? Is that what that goes for?
No.
Okay, well, we need a definition. But is it a noun or a verb?
Okay, like, it's like fire. Like, if something's like cool, okay, fire, you'd be like, oh, that's that's cool. But instead, you'd be like, oh, that's fire. Oh, that's fire.
So what you're telling me is the generation that you're involved in right now in life, that the future leaders of this country, that you guys are so lazy. Fire is a one syllable word, right?
Yeah. But
you're so lazy that you cut the off and it's just fi.
Fi. Huh. Like, oh, that's so fi.
Do you think it'll get me more YouTube views? Because I always I see all these YouTube, Darian's dumb self always says new fire video. So now I just need to start saying fi.
And stop saying fi. Instead of saying fire, say fa. Like, but you kind of got to say it with like some slang. Like, oh, that's fa.
Like with some stank on it.
Yeah. Oh, that's fa.
That's fa.
Yeah. No, that was.
What if it's like, if it's something that's actually on fire? Do we still say fire?
Yeah, I use fire then.
So, man, that pile of leaves is on fire.
No.
Doesn't work?
No. Don't work like that. It's like, like, somebody will be listening to this podcast later and be like, oh, y'all listen to this podcast? It's so fi.
Huh. I've never in my life heard anybody say that, but it's like whenever you guys say it slaps.
Yeah. Smacks.
Smacks.
It's either slaps or smacks.
Those are new for me as well. So, a little bit of we got something else we're going to do with Harper today. So, that's just a little bit of insight right there in the Urban Dictionary with Harper. You know what? Actually, I can't help myself. Cannot help myself, Harper. I'm going Urban Dictionary.
Oh.
I'm going Urban Dictionary, and I'm looking up fi just because I gotta know.
I'm not really 100% on spelling. I've never seen it spelled, just said.
I don't see it.
No, do it spell it like how I said it.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, I was right on spelling.
F-Y-E.
Yeah.
F Phi AF, it says.
Yeah.
He hit the folks and it was
Phi
AF. Huh. Well, you know.
Phi.
You learn something every day. You know what? I'm going to use this one. This is Urban Dictionary Harper. We're going to give you one word right here. And this is a new one for Low Budget Live that I swear will go into my vocabulary because this is fantastic.
This is a new one
this
for me.
This works for professional bass fishing. This works for professional bass fishing. Womble. W-O-M-B-L-E. Womble. And a womble, this is a noun. This is a noun. Womble is a noun. So is a idiot, adult, or fool, a person that wastes other people's time by endless waffling about one thing or another. Like, which tournament trail am I going to fish? Oh, my gosh.
Waffling's kind of like
a womble, boy.
Waffling, that's kind of like a whole nother Urban Dictionary thing.
Shut up.
But womble. Oh, you a womble.
Someone that interrupts a constructive conversation with a piece of irrelevant or unrelated information. Maybe Low Budget Live is a womble.
Yeah.
I feel
but
like
it's also fi.
Yeah, it is fi. In the work environment, this person is generally overpaid and always underdelivers due to their tendency to waste their own and everyone else's time. You are a womble. I know so many wombles. I know so many wombles.
Luke is a womble.
A womble. I'm dropping this on somebody in conversations. We're like, dude, quit being a womble. And if they don't listen to LBL, they might not know. They
exactly.
might not know.
Exactly.
Womble. Right there. Urban Dictionary with Harper. We didn't know that. We learned fi and we learned womble.
Those are two pretty good ones. I didn't know womble. That's new to me.
Harper, so the last couple of weeks on here have been really tense because we've been missing you. It's been sad around here. But on Low Budget Live, we've been discussing the fact that professional bass fishing is changing. And you know how guys get on stage and are like, well, I ran my Ranger boat up and down the lake over and over and over this week. And running that Evinrude outboard. And, you know, if I hadn't had that, I wouldn't have caught no fish, you know. And I went over here and I got them Abu Garcia rods and snatched me up a couple. And I went over here and I got my Zoom lizard out and I caught a couple on that. And thank the Lord, now here I'm at. That was professional bass fishing for years. And that's how you got your information on how guys are sponsored. Well, now it's all social media and it's all video. And so the world's changing, but there are still a lot of guys, I feel, that are still, well, I ran that Ranger Evinrude.
Yeah.
And they're getting kind of like this, like there's a tidal wave coming, or Pac-Man, if you will. And they don't think so because they're like, I'm still worth this much money to sponsors.
Yeah.
But they're not. Do you feel that way? You keep up with it a little bit.
Well, like when I come to your tournaments and I watch the weigh-in, there's like a couple of guys that get up there and they do really good. Like they're really good at talking to the people and talking to the
mic
camera.
Work.
Yeah. But then there is like the, I guess you'd say the old fashioners.
Yeah.
Made up word.
Old fashioners.
And
they're wombles.
They're wombles. And they're like, I just went out there and caught some bass.
Swung for the fences.
Yeah.
And I was a hammer.
Hammer.
Harper's favorite thing about tournament fishing is the things that people say. Hammer.
Hammer's my favorite.
Hammer's my favorite. He's a hammer. I'm a hammer. You're a hammer. Hey, we're all hammers.
# hammer.
And what a lot of people don't know is originally my boy Terry Scroggins, big shout out to the big show. Terry Scroggins was the first person I ever heard say that. And he was like, what's up, hammer? Like, he didn't say it like you were the greatest fisherman in the world. He just called everybody hammer. And then at some point, somebody was like, man, that dude's such a hammer. Hey, hammer. Hammer, 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 hammer. We've talked about this before, but
I mean, I don't really get hammer, but I like it.
Well, you know, on Instagram, I tried to change it. Right?
Yeah,
I did. I tried to change it to post-hole digger.
I like that one. That one
post-hole
was my
digger.
Favorite.
I tried to change it. What if we
taco?
Taco. Yeah. What if we use food terminology? And we're like, that dude is such a taco boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one didn't catch on as much, but
that'd be
fi or chainsaw. Was another one I was like, why
I
do they have to be
chainsaw.
Hammer? Why can't they be? Dude, that guy is such a chainsaw. Yeah. Like that, just getting it. Just chainsawing his way through the bass fishing universe. I like that, Harper. I like that you don't like hammer. But we've talked about how much it's changing, and a lot of people have been giving feedback, and I really appreciate the comments. There was an interesting topic that came up in my Twitter. Do you know about Antonio Brown? Have you heard about this?
I mean, I've seen his name, but I don't really know what he's doing.
And this is going to be a topic for another day when Harper's not here, because I want a couple guys to call in on this. But Ronnie Moore, big shout out to Ron, works for Bassmaster, tweeted that there are several Antonio Browns in the pro bass fishing world. And then just Mike dropped that and walked away. And I Twittered him back.
Of course you got on it.
Yeah, I got on it. And yeah. I said, please come on Low Budget Live and let's discuss. Come on LBL Not So Live at the LBL Bar and Grill and let's discuss who the Antonio Browns of the fishing industry are.
Oh, y'all are going to like call people out?
Maybe.
Like by name? Why not? Like name and everything?
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty easy to look out there and see maybe who they are. I don't know, though. I just think that going back to that, which is not fishing related, that guy's a maniac. And I feel like he might have done it on purpose, because then he just got signed by the Patriots. Well, it's all really weird. Like, all these suspensions and sagas, and he was drama at Pittsburgh when he was there, and they traded him. But he never played with Oakland, like, one down. But he made a hype video of himself and secretly recorded John Gruden, their coach, telling him to cut his shit out and go back to playing. And it was, like, really, 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 really weird. And then they cut his money, and so he demanded to be cut from the team, and so he walked away from like $30 million. And then the first minute that he was available to be signed, of course, the devil Patriots signed him for like a $16 million deal, 1 year deal or something. But he didn't get to play last night. But I just feel like maybe he knew that they would pick him up, and
probably it sounds like it was already Raiders
and got to go to.
It sounds like it was already kind of like pre-set up.
He was out. He's a womble, though.
I feel like
he's a womble.
He ain't five.
I don't know. He like came into training camp on a daggum hot air balloon. Like, these guys, and they're blown up. I mean, their egos are gigantic. There are some egos in bass fishing, right? There are some egos. But these guys that are getting paid millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars catch a football have the biggest egos I believe I've ever seen. And it really makes me like, and I'm not one of these like, I ain't watching the NFL. I need something to watch because my Tennessee Vols suck so bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. Titans did good.
Titans played good. They beat Baker Mayfield. I'm all with that program.
You don't like Baker?
Not in the least.
Oh, I kind of like him. I think he's a chode. Don't say that.
If he was in the bass fishing world, we would talk about him constantly on this podcast, but he's not. So.
I kind of like him.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's good, but he's also trash at the same time. Yeah. I'm not a fan. And, you know, whatever. They may go 15-1. That may be the last game they lose. But but the Titans served it up to them.
They did.
And to quote my man Delaney Walker, the plays with the Titans, he said, they was who we thought they was. And that was my favorite thing he ever said. He just called them out. I was like, y'all was giving them the crown. Y'all thought they were good now. They was who we thought they was. And I think that that sums it up. You know, they was who we thought they was. And I like that.
Yeah,
I like
good.
I like that, you know. Like, we've been watching that tape, right? I think that when things in bass fishing surprise people, I'm like, yeah, I knew that guy was like that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, man, can you believe this guy left this company? I'm like, yeah, I can. Yeah. Because I've
everybody
dealt with
saw
him.
That one coming.
But we can't, you know, you can't name names, you can't talk about it. But nothing surprises me, really. Nothing surprises me. But there was another one last night, DeSean Jackson, I think, Philadelphia wide receiver. He literally he used to play for Philly, went somewhere else, and then he was back at Philly yesterday, and he's like, yeah, it was special. Knowing what you mean to the city. And I was like, did you cure cancer? You caught a football. And they're like, yeah, you caught 10 passes for 300 yards or whatever. I don't even care. But he's like, it's a pretty special day being back. And his press conference, all serious, you know, pretty special day being back in the city of Philadelphia and knowing what I mean to the city. And you're like, what did you do?
Hardcore NFL fans and pretty much like any like sports team fans, like they are like that.
I get it. I'm like that. But I wouldn't say that the guys that play for the Titans be like, Dude, they mean so much to this city. Look what they do for this. But, and now I'll say, on the other hand, there are a lot of guys that are really charitable and do a lot for their cities too. But, and I know it's fun when teams are winning. It's good for the whole, like, maybe that's all you got in life is watching the Eagles on Sunday. And so that dude is your life. But I just thought it was funny. He was just like, yeah, it's good being back because I'm doing a lot. I'm up here doing a lot for this city. I'm like, does the mayor know? You know?
You need to be checked.
There are definitely some Deshaun Jacksons in the bass fishing world too. Like, you know, I mean, that boat company would have never sold a boat
if it wasn't for me.
If I didn't have a logo on my jersey. Wrong.
If I wasn't
If I wasn't so fi. Actually, you're a womble, sir. Yeah. What's up? Got a new word. Womble. Got a new word. All right, Harp. Harp is trying to get back to school. We wanted to knock out an LBL because this week is a very busy week. I've got some exciting things coming down the pipeline. Some big news to announce later this fall on some things. But I'm headed up to, first I'm headed down to Fort Myers, Florida for a TH Marine function for 2 days. Then I'm flying from Fort Myers, Florida on Wednesday. This will
on 9/11.
When you're watching this, I'll be in the air because this will upload about, this will be live by Wednesday. On 9/11, my kids are terrified of that. But you know what? Here's the deal. If I got to stop terrorism.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, they decide to pull any crap on my flight to Fort Myers. Oh, screw up my trip.
We ain't handling. Listen. We handling that.
Redneck crazy. Like.
All the people going to Fort Myers, Florida.
Excuse me, Mr. Taliban. Excuse me. Meet Rubber Band Man. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Actually, I'd probably just get in the fetal position and cry. But we're just poop a little. We're just being honest. Like, second someone said, oh, crap.
Dang.
Here we go again.
Dang.
What's crazy, this is, speaking of 9/11, and it is September 11th, and that was one of the most horrible days this nation will ever face, not to make light of it at all. You are 18 years old. You were a itty bitty baby when it happened, right? Yeah, you were born
in 01.
Yeah,
I was like 2 months old.
Yeah, you were born in 01. So my stepson, Wes, big shout out to Wes Stone, Wes for Prez on Instagram. Give him a follow. He loves it. He's a social media.
Loves it.
Loves it, but never posts.
He has like the casual like 2 a year posts.
Yes, but they're good. When he makes them, it's spitting that fire. But he looked at me and goes, because you told Charlie that I was flying on 9/11. And Charlie came into our bedroom the other night, like 10 o'clock, knocked on the door. He's like, dude, you're flying on September 11th. Like, it freaked him out. Yeah. Charlie wasn't even born on September 11th. I was a freshman at the University of North Alabama when it happened, Harvard. I'll never forget where I was at when it all started going down. And Weston, little Weston, is going to be 13 this fall. He looks at me and he goes, hey, I heard you were flying on September 11th. And I was like, yeah. He goes, ain't that day that them, I watched a thing about that in class. And that's that day them guys, they stole them planes and flew them into them buildings. And it really hit me that, hey, I'm old as crap. But I'm like, I ain't got no idea. Because the emotions from that day, like your mom tells the story, like she just sat there and held you and cried. Because it was like, I just got home from school and I had this really hot neighbor that was a pharmaceutical rep. Shout out if you're listening. I don't remember your name, but hey, girl.
Stop.
But anyway, she was sitting on the porch and she was like this. She was like smoking, like frantically and rocking. And I come up the stairs of my apartment. And I was like, hey, what's up? Everything all right? You know, just making sure she didn't need comfort or a hug or something, you know? And she's like, have you seen the TV? And like, dude, she was like, you could tell she'd been crying. I was like, no, what's going on? And she's like, oh my God, go turn it on. It's like, we're being attacked. And I was like, what? Like, you know, and as soon as
University of North Alabama.
Yeah, like as soon as I turned on the TV in my apartment, the second plane hit live. And we were like, me and two of my roommates, we all walked in the same time. We're like, it's just dead silence. And of course, my parents are calling. Everybody's freaking out. And you don't know. Because living in this area, we got a lot of nuclear plants. and you got all the dams, the Tennessee mm-hmm. River and stuff. And we're like, I mean, is the every government anything under attack? Like, you don't know what's coming. And I'll never forget that. And then that afternoon, I had a history class. And the history, most classes canceled. And my history teacher didn't. And she sent us all an email. And she said, hey, come in. I want to talk about like this and the implications and what could happen war-wise and blah, blah, blah. She was all into that kind of stuff. And so we went in and we're sitting in there in the class of Bibb Graves Hall.
Oh, UNA, I hate Bibb Graves.
Sitting in Bibb Graves. And an airplane flew over. And everybody went dead silent. And it was really low. And it was like a, you know, just a little prop plane.
Yeah.
And it just, everybody went dead silent. And she was talking. And everybody just froze. Until it got by. And she goes, you know, I think we've done enough today. And she sent us all home. Because it was just like, but that fear. And I remember that fear for a long time. So it's funny knowing, I mean, you were a baby. But this generation come up in Hudson, you know, you guys are learning about it in textbooks and it's crazy. So, but I am.
And I feel like that doesn't do enough. Like, I feel like.
No, if you didn't live it. And I know it was the same way with like Pearl Harbor, you know, back in the 40s and not the Ben Affleck movie, you know, the actual event, you know, and there are, I think it was just such a shock to our system and our culture. And it changed that day. Changed everything, like airport security, like it changed everything, like all the things that we piss and moan about when we fly, like, you mean I can't bring this weed eater on this plane? I mean, like, all this stuff. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Thanks a lot. You ruined everything for everybody, Bin Laden. But it was something else. So I'm flying September 11th. When you guys are listening to this, watching this, I'll be on a plane to Fort Myers, Florida, and then heading up to Minneapolis, though, and what I was going to get to, and I got sidetracked because I wanted to talk about September 11th for sure, and it's something I'll never forget, to say the least, and my kids are freaking out that I'm flying on the anniversary, but we're going to be all right. It's going to be okay. And like I said, you know, somebody gets out of line.
Luke's got it under control.
I mean, granted, we're not allowed to have any kind of weapons on the plane, but I mean, I feel like, look at this.
Thunder and lightning.
That? You see that potential terrorist? If you're watching low budget,
gosh.
You're going to
want to. Because they are.
You're going to want to change them plans, boy. That's what I'm looking at you. Look, change them plans. You're going to want to take a different plane that day. No shenanigans on my watch. Because I'm an American.
These colors don't run.
See me? We'll run to the back of the plane and pray. Oh my gosh, sidetrack. But I'm flying to Minnesota to fish and do a little filming with my man Kyle Wood from FLW and my buddy Tanner Lyons is coming up to film, and we are going to film something for the Traveling Circus, and it's supposed to be really epic up there right now, some frog fishing. So be checking out some content from that. I'll be on Instagram. The videos won't be available till later, but really pumped about it, to say the very, 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 very least. Really pumped about it. And what I'm even more pumped about than that, Harper, is last week Corey and I did something special. We did something monumental. It's a historic. It was a very historic Low Budget Live, Not So Live. And I want to continue that tradition with you. And we did the very first ever Low Budget Live Mom's Basement reaction video. And we reacted to one of our favorite YouTubers and one of our favorite people that holds our hearts so dearly, Darian Craig. Darian is fishing, who's turned into quite the YouTuber.
Little old B,
Darian. And we really just, we went at him pretty good on one of his latest videos. And Corey and I, you know, Corey had a couple beers, I had a couple drinks, and we sat here and it was really fun. But something I want to do, Darian has a video that is his biggest video to date. It has 400 and 55,000 views.
Why do you know the exact number?
Because I looked it up for research reasons, because I'm a professional broadcaster. You don't need to know anything other than I'm a professional broadcaster. So he posted it a month ago, 455,000 views on this video. I tried to watch it, could not get through it.
Oh, I know what it is.
What?
No. Is it the one where he puts the hook in himself?
Yes, it is. And we're going to watch it on Love Budget Live and get your reaction to it.
No, because I have tried to watch this video too, and I couldn't make it through it.
Well, lucky for you, Harper. Here we go. Darian is fishing hook removal video.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
It'll begin after this ad. Okay.
Don't smoke.
If you're watching this video right now and you want to quickly figure out how to get that hook out, click the time right here. Just fast forward.
He's telling us to go to 5:53, which we probably should, but we will not.
And learn how to do it for maybe if it ever does happen.
This was pre-braces.
Pre-braces.
Welcome back to another episode of Darian is Fishing.
I'll do like his little thing. His Darian is. Yeah, I like that.
And that is the great trick to pop a hook free from wherever it is hooked out on your body today.
He told me he was going to do this, and I was like, you ain't going to do it. But I haven't been able to get through this.
How do I get it out? How many knots do I tie on it? And I was like, you don't have to tie a knot. What do you mean the videos that I watch, you have to tie like four or five knots with braid?
And full disclosure, Harper, I've never had a hook all the way in me. I got a video that just posted up on Monday. I'll drop you a link right here where the video actually starts. A fish got a whopper plopper in my hand. And took me to my knees, but the hooks were so bad, and I'd caught so many on it, it backed right out, but it went to the meat. Oh, it was bad. So I can't imagine doing what...
You don't see any videos with a worm hook, so I'm going to show you both of these hooks, how to get them out of your skin.
It's got the crankbait and the worm hook.
The stupidest thing that I've done in a long time.
Harper, what's your favorite, crankbait or worm?
A lot of misconception, it's the same...
Wacky
worm.
Wacky worm. That's my girl. He said, I wouldn't mess with it if it's in your face or your neck.
I mean, if it was me, I mean, I wouldn't mess with it, but I mean.
What he's trying to say is, I ain't about to stick one of these in my neck for y'all. Look at them shaved arms, Harper.
He shaves his arms?
Thoughts on shaved arms, Harper, as a young lady.
I think when guys do it, it's kind of weird.
Okay, Darian's weird. Look at that vein popping out.
Is he about...
I don't even want to see this.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Sometimes that is the best way to do it, but I would not recommend that if you don't have to.
What do you think the people over there on the boat ramp are thinking?
No telling.
The way that works is with the hook being in your arm, you tie a braid to this, push down on the back side of the shank of the hook, and then use the braided line to jerk the hook free, releasing that bar, just basically ripping through that bar. And if you do it in a really quick snapping motion, it doesn't hurt. And it doesn't, most of the time, it doesn't even bleed a lot. And it happens super, super quick. So I'm not really looking forward to what I'm about to do. It's really, really going to be stupid. But I'm going to switch over to this other camera. I'm going to get Hannah to just pinch my skin. Let me just gonna show that freaking hook in. So if this works or if you agree, just give the video a thumbs up because.
Swipe up. Switch over to the big camera.
Also,
do you think we can get through it, Harper?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. Like, okay, I'm getting sweaty.
I give him a really hard time about this video. I do give him a hard time. But truly, to show people, and I will say the cutters are key. You got to keep. I've had. Hooks hung in me, and that's the best policy, keeping those cutters in there.
Just say you got this crankbait hung up in your arm.
Oh, gosh.
The first thing you want to do is remove the bait from your arm because that's adding a bunch of extra weight.
He's giving out some good tips, Harper.
Is he putting both of them in his arm?
I believe he does both.
By, you know, just twist this triple hook off. He...
He's giving the goods. How long is this video?
Everything
And it's only 10 minutes.
Really, so jump to the big camera.
10 minutes.
All right, so now we're going to put the hook.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, I can't do it. Look at Hannah helping. Ah! Okay. Yep, we're good. He also told me, I'm about to throw up. He also told me his body rejected
that
it.
That is so hard.
Okay, that's a cool one.
Why?
Definitely freaking in my arm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, back to back. Okay.
Oh, he put both of them at the same time. Dude, what an idiot. Darren, you're an idiot. Oh, that one's in there, too. If you're ever caught in the situation where your wife hooks you,
if you ever just, you know, if you ever just put your, like a hook in your arm by your, like on purpose, this is what you do.
Situation where you've got a womble fishing with you that literally hooks you with a crankbait and a worm.
Oh, that just made me like, I got sweaty just then.
I am sweaty. Gonna puke.
Is this the worst? I don't want to. Hey. His arm's so red.
Oh, my God. It's because your body's... Like, I've got tattoos, and your body, like, rejects them, you know? Oh, my God, that's in there, dude.
What is he doing right now?
He's going to remove it from the bait. Listen to the instructions. He's just saying that that adds a lot of extra weight to it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is the important part. This is pretty genius. He didn't come up with it. This is something that's been going around for a long time, but it's a really cool trick. Oh, man. Harper.
I don't know if I can watch him take it out.
You don't think you can watch him take it out?
Well, we're going to try. I don't know.
It does make a pop noise. Full disclosure. In professional fishing and fishing since I was 12 years old, I've never done this on anybody or had it done to myself.
Oh, you mean you've never hooked yourself on purpose?
Almost. Not on purpose. Look how red his arm is. Wow.
I didn't really get that demonstration. Oh, look at his arm.
I'm going to throw up. Do you feel like you could puke?
Yeah, I feel kind of nauseous and like just really sweaty. Did. Like I'm really sweaty.
Oh, God. This is terrible. Poor Hannah. Of course, she works. She works at an orthodontist office. She. Anybody in the medical field, just, dude, I have throw up right here.
I'm so sweaty, like for like my whole back and like my face.
Oh, God.
I don't want to watch that.
Oh, boy. Dude. Oh, came right out.
Okay, okay, good. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Look at his arm. There's like a...
It's not as bad as you think it would be.
No, but still, he just
look at the knot.
Shoved it
look
up
at the
in
knot
there.
It made, my gosh, dude.
It's past the bar. Again, I'm just going to do that loop knot. So there's a line that's doubled up.
Showing you how to do it again.
I'm going
to
wrap it.
Oh my gosh.
So you have that loop knot. That's what I was showing you earlier. So
it's really informative. All his videos are really informative. I just think that for the love of the game, hooking yourself is
I mean, was that worth it?
It was worth it, as Darian says. It was worth it. Oh God. Dude, just watching that in his arms making me squeamish.
I don't like it. Is he about to do it himself now?
I don't think so.
Just like so. And then I'm going to apply pressure here. While Hannah jerks.
Okay.
Yeah, Hannah's going to pull.
She did as well on the camera, so we'll
see. Hannah's really led this whole video.
This one had the potential to be bad.
That one was deep.
Dude, I'm like, I'm not good.
I'm so sweaty. Yeah.
We agree. We agree it was one of the stupidest things you've done.
That made me kind of sick, feeling.
Well, dude, I am. Hey, but still, terrorists, if you're watching this, I will take you out on September 11th.
Oh, yeah.
0 out of 10 and a 1 out of 10.
Harper, would you do this for YouTube subscribers?
No.
Because I'm trying to think. Because here's my angle on this. He said he wouldn't do it in your neck and your face. Maybe I'd do one in a neck.
They're staring like right in
just
your
right
cheek.
Just right in my neck. Maybe I'll put a little teardrop tap for when it happens. Show people how hard I am. Fie.
Fie. That was not fie.
I'll be honest with you, I ain't going back fishing after that happens.
Mm-mm. I'm there fishing again, actually.
Lord, have mercy. 455,000 people have watched that video.
Yeah, because they want to... I mean, he just shoved it up in there by himself, like on purpose.
Man, that mic popped. I don't know what else to say after that, really, but I finally watched his dumb video. Harper, we're glad you're home.
Thank you.
We're sorry you're leaving, like, immediately. But thank you for being on LBL and catching everybody up. She's a Zeta now, whatever that means. I think that's a... This is what I do. What's up, terrorist?
You have a gang sign?
I have a gang sign. West Side, till I die. California knows how to party. Tupac. Y'all, take care, everybody, this week. Take care, everybody. And remember... September 11th. Think about that, all you youngsters out there. Look it up. Look it up. It's hard to watch. Look it up. Thank you for following along. Make sure you are subscribed and all that good stuff to the YouTube channel. And, you know, pass the word along. If you like what we're doing on Low Budget Live, Not So Live, if you like what I'm doing on the channel, lots more to come on the channel. I know I'm always saying that. We got big plans, especially for 2020. But drop us a comment below. Drop us a comment below.
Like
and
subscribe.
If you think I should do a hook video with Harper, if this video gets 1,000 likes, I will do a hook video with Harper. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I will do a hook video with Harper, a Darien hook video with Harper if this video gets 1,000 likes.
You're going to hook yourself.
No, I'm hooking you.
No, no.
It's happening. Mm-mm. Thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate everything. And here's some more soothing sounds of Luke Duncan to take us out. Y'all have a good rest of your week. I'll see you next week.
I'm sitting here tonight next to the big river in Memphis. And no matter how I try, I just can't leave Tennessee.
Go out there and the fish are where you think they are. Any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawks Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You're listening to the Waypoint Podcast Network, brought to you in part by HuntStand, the number one hunting and land management app.